Ladies and gentlemen, I present Podshow's Poet Laureate, Melvin P. LeBeuf.
Roses are red, my sweater is beige. For your domain name needs, you should go to this page, GoDaddy.com.
Did you see that? She just said fuck you to me.
She's straight from the gutter.
Right. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein here in Berlin. It's noon and I just woke up. I slept like a prolapsed uterus. I found out that the word for... Well, Helga's not here, but I found out the word for prolapse in German is very similar to the one the Slurries taught us about. Hi, Seven's here too. Say hello. He said good morning. With this microphone, you have to talk real close to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning. Hello.
Were you doing yoga or were you masturbating just now?
I was masturbating.
Oh, wrong answer.
Oh. No, I'll be doing yoga shortly.
Oh, that's nice. So that means I still have time to putz around. Get more coffee. So what did I do yesterday? Nothing. Oh, Seven made a nice meal. He made this pasta with some spicy sauce. And we had a bruschetta with the fresh mozzarellas. And we had something else. Oh, the salad was so good with a balsamic. But it was these leaves that I don't normally have lettuce with, that I don't usually... I'm sorry, I just woke up. It hurts me to talk. All right, so anyway. I have audio comments from people. Some of my favorite people, like Pizza Blubbercunt and Stacy from Karma's Bank and Rogers Malls. Again with the Rogers Mall, he's really obsessing. Let's see, Steve Harris, we did that already. Simon Toon sent me video feedback, which I have to use for a video. And let's see here. Okay. All right, here. Let's see here. Okay, right. Let's see here. A Rogers Malls also sent me a whole zip file worth of albums, artwork. I'm going to be using them throughout the days as they come, as they go. And as, right, whatever. All right, so let's hear. This one is from, who's this one from? I already forgot. Is this from Pizza or from, no, this is from Stacy. I haven't heard it, as usual. Oh, and by the way, I haven't given out my feedback information in a long time. You can either, notice I say either because I'm sophisticated. You can either just pick up the phone and call a 206-888-CUNT. That's 206-888-CUNT. Now, the other option, no, wait, before I do that, first of all, it's 206-888-CUNT. Now, I happen to know that a nemesis of mine by the name of C.M., or Cheryl Murkowski, is giving people my wrong phone number. She gave Mikey Pod the number as 666-CUNT. That is incorrect. That is Cheryl sabotage. She be hating on me all the time. And I will kill her. So, it sounded like George Bush talking about the Bin Laden a little bit.
Ooh. Hey, Weinstein, this is Max and Stacy over at Karma Bank. We got a story for you. This one's going to be a blog historic moment, Stacy. You saw it last night. We were watching democracynow.org with Amy Goodman. Okay. And that guy Bob Gates is testifying before Congress, right. and he let the cat out of the bag, Stacey.
He was testifying before the Senate, and while it's the world's worst-kept secret, he stated that Israel has nuclear weapons, not just nuclear capability, but nuclear weapons.
That's right. Israel has denied this.
Yeah.
You know, never really publicly said that they have nuclear weapons. Uh-huh. He says that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons as a deterrent from their nuclear neighbors, those surrounding them with nuclear weapons, including Israel to the west. So check out this clip. It says, in no uncertain terms, this is a blog breaking news story. We're going to bring this to the fore on the blogosphere because major media is not covering this. We need to bring this out, that this man is talking about Iran's nuclear capabilities as a deterrent for the nuclear strike force and weapons already in place in Israel, and now mentioned by a high-ranking U.S. official for the first time. Play this clip.
Okay, I'm going to play it, but before I do that, Madge, we're going to be on Al Jazeera English tomorrow night, Friday night, the 8th of December, at 9:30 p.m. GMT time. That is Greenwich Mean Time, so I guess about 4:30 p.m. in New York, 3:30 p.m. in Chicago.
That's right. The show is called People in Power, and the film we made for them is called Death of the Dollar.
And here is Bob Gates.
And I think that while they are certainly pressing, in my opinion, for nuclear capability, I think that they would see it in the first instance as a deterrent. They are surrounded by powers with nuclear weapons, Pakistan to their east, the Russians to the north, the Israelis to the west, and us in the Persian Gulf.
Oh, my God. All right, so we haven't had the Max and Stacey on one. So let me first explain to you that the Max and Stacey have a very popular show basically on the financial side of, I would call it financial realism, I suppose, KarmaBank.com. Well, it started as tomorrow, as you heard Max and Stacey saying, maybe that's what I'll say now. Cheryl, don't steal it until I've done it for at least a month. So anyway, so Max is basically skyrocketing himself into superstardom. Tonight, actually, if you're listening December 8th, like he said, they gave the time. Hopefully you'll hear this show before. Hopefully Matt will hear it before and write the goddamn show notes so that people can watch it on time. If not, well, they're going to replay it all the time. You can watch it on the website. So something like 60 million people are going to see Max, our Max, and he's going to be so famous that Max and Stacey are never going to talk to us ever again. Ow! Did you hear that? That was a wet fart. I got a little excited. Sometimes when I get nervous, I fart when I think about the prospect of not being spoken to ever again by Max and Stacey. That smells bad in a good way. Good F. Okay. God, it's still lingering even with all this schnot in my nose, see? All right, let's talk about something else. Getting eaten out in Berlin. We've discussed that before. So Max and Stacey. So yeah, here's the point that Max and Stacey were talking about is the fact that everybody knows, pretty much the intelligence from any country, even ours, knows that Israel has nuclear weapons and has for a long time. But this Bill Gates is the first high-ranking White House official to admit it publicly. And that's what's so amazing about it. Plus, he's kind of saying, look, let's be realistic. Iran is using it as a deterrent. Let's not be in a fairy tale world here. You know, they can make a case for it. You know, there are more than one perspective on things, you know, and it seems like in America, you're only allowed to have one opinion, which is that a Ahamana job is crazy and he just wants to destroy Israel. However, there are alternate opinions, which I think an intelligent person would consider. Anyway, all right, so thank you very much, Max and Stacey. Please go to the Al Jazeera website, watch them, tell your cable company you think they should have Al Jazeera in the U.S., because I don't think anybody's caring in the U.S. other than internets. So, it's called Freedom of the Press, duh. All right. Let's see. I have to resync my feed because I posted insane films. The other people, Mirror 5, with a lot of lesbian sex, a lot. And it didn't show up on the fucking feed. I get these goddamn emails from Steve Harris. Imagine it didn't show up in your feed. Well, I think he just sabotages it so that I'll have to buy his application called The Feeder. He does an application that's supposed to be amazing for feeds. But, you know, I'm just too lazy. I don't know, but I saw it. But then I saw yesterday, because I look at this website called podcastrigs.com, which is this guy named Paul Fagini. I like him because of his name. Actually, his advice is absolutely excellent. He's probably the most technically advanced. Just he gives great recommendations for podcast setups and podcast equipment. It's just wonderful for podcasting gear and all. So it's and he does a lot of recording for that IT conversations and all this. So it's podcastrigs.com. But anyway, so he blogged. He doesn't blog much about things, but he blogged about about Steve's product yesterday, The Feeder. Well, it may not have been yesterday, but it's the most recent post. So it was made me a little bit impressed, but I haven't tried it yet, you know? I guess I should. I try all this software, yet I have a friend, and I don't try the software. I guess it's like, you know, not... I don't know. I probably should. All right, anyway. Let's see. I would like somebody other than Steve Harris to give me feedback on The Feeder. You know, that would be nice. Other than having him whore himself out for a change. KCOMBR. All right, let's see here. I'm troubleshooting my feed as I talk to you all. Let's see here. Okay, right. Let's see it. Work the thing. Go with the feeling. Ha. 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 Cheryl's a whore. Yeah, let's do some subliminal rest messaging while I wait for this. Cheryl is a whore. She's a whore. Cheryl Murkowski equals whore. Cheryl equals whore. Cheryl equals whore. Oh, wait, I have more feedback. What am I doing? God, I'm mental today. Only today. All right, and let's see here. What a pizza... Oh, this pizza babe is fucking nuts. So she posts a video called What We Are Thankful For. Thanksgiving. I'm catching up because I'm so behind. You know, I lost the video. Whatever. I don't have to make an excuse. Fuck you. Anyway, so I'm looking at this whore's blog. A video, I thought, oh, wow, Pizza Blubber Cunt is doing a video. I'm so excited. I get my popcorn. I get the lube out. My hand all fisted and greasy. And I look and it's a fucking Second Life video. A Second Life video of her marrying Blob. Yeah, with all these people in the audience that I guess are Second Life people that really live in the world too. You know, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is not a video. This is a goddamn car fucking tune. And what about your husband, that lump? You know what I mean? I mean, maybe the whore explained it in her later podcast, but I haven't got to those yet. I'm busy. You know, I'm like doing stuff. Some of us have an actual reality, not just a virtual reality, you stupid whore. God damn it. And you know how long it took me to download that fucking thing here in goddamn Berfuckinlin? Ugh. Why isn't this fucking working? Steve, will you fix my goddamn feed? Do what you have to do. I fucking had it. Maybe Steve can be my official feed bottom, and he can just manage my feeds for me. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Instead of having to deal with all this shit. Christ on a crucifix. All right, let's see. Insane. Let's see if it works. Insane. Fail. I'm one-handed typing because I got my other hand up the cooch. Let's see, up the gine. I think I'm going to call it gine like a Jerry Blank does, really. I want to recommend another podcast. It's one of these podcasts I've listened to for a long time, and it's actually a commercial one. It's, I guess, commercial. It's BBC, Big Blubber Cunt. It's called In Our Time. It's so good. Very intelligent discussion. But particularly, they had one recent, the most recent one, December 7th, is about anarchism, and I strongly suggest it. What the fuck is this? Feed not found error. Feed burner cannot locate this feed you are. Oh, that means my sight is kaplunking. God damn it, hurry. Or maybe it's because it's resynchronizing and ass. God damn it. Oh, this asshole shit. Maybe I lost my internet. No. Feed not found. It is too there. No, I get in trouble from Rick Cloud from Feedburn when I complain because honestly, they never ever have technical problems. So this is not them. This is basically means it's timing out trying to reach my website. My website is that real chap would say, that whore. Also, a stupid bitch. I should call her. You know, I think she won't wake up for like an hour, but she does wake up early. She is a whore. Why am I talking about that stupid bitch so much? I guess I should give her a website, whorehole.org. And, of course, Wind of Wisdom while we're at it. LuckyBitchRadio.com. Who else should I plug? TheGayExpat.com. And, of course, Seven, who's been making some wonderful videos while I'm here. And his Andrecast.podshow.com. And that's AnDereCast. You can also go to it by typing AndersWohin.podshow.com. All right. And Reagan. Reaganomics. Reaganomics.podshow.com from Reagan's new show. And the ninja, not Ask a Ninja. I hate that crap. The ninja from that ninja radio. Oh, fuck. Where's her email? Oh, God damn it. Oh, fuck. I can't find it. Ninja something from that. I'm sorry, I'm blanking. I know the show, but hold on. What is it? What's wrong with me? Ninja, ninja, ninja. What is your show? I'm starting to get a vagina ache from this. Ninja. No, that's Niger. That's female ninja is a Niger. Okay, so she's been doing lots of political stuff, wonderful recordings and everything. Let's see here. Okay, Ninja is... Hot Fossils and Rebel Matters. That's the name of it. Over at hotfossils.podshow.com. Oh, and yeah, hotfossils.podshow.com. Well, everybody's using Podshow, my company, for doing the podcast hosting. That's nice. And some people say I don't talk about Podshow enough. Well, actions speak louder than words, Mary. You know what I mean? Look at your other Podshow people, the ones that kiss your ass and see how many people they... You know, how many friends of theirs have been inspired? Whatever, never mind. Don't talk to me about that. I don't want to talk about it. That was just a misspeak. I don't want to go there, even though I already did. I'm there. We're there. Am I still recording? Let me see. Okay, let's see how long I've been talking on this goddamn bullshit. Okay, 18 minutes. So I need to get... she's done a ninja, who I was just talking about... hotfossils.podshow.com. She did a show exploring global warming. And so check that out there. Okay, that's the 12-2 show. My vagina hurts. All right, and I'm sure everybody else. Oh, and of course, my show notes person is that stupid bitch. What's her name? God, I'm so brain dead. Okay, so radio.libsyn.com. Dave Eggers. Okay, anyway, let's see here. Okay, right. Reading something about Art Basel, where Holly is. I got an email from somebody named Dave Eggers, but isn't he the one? I don't know, I'm confused. Isn't that the one we were having dinner with in Amsterdam, or is this somebody else? I don't know. I don't think he's a whatever. Okay. I got to play this before I run out of time. Let's see. Attachments... Okay, we got to play this stupid bitch pizza blubber cunt with her goddamn Second Life unreality bullshit. Her poor husband, what does he say about all this? I don't know. God. All right, let's see. It's pizzablubbercunt.com.
Hey, this is Pizza Babe.
Hi.
And Bob.
and you're listening to YeastRadio.com. Hey, Bob, did you hear that Madge finally submitted to Adam and is talking all about yeast again?
It's about time that bitch got back on topic. You know I love that yeast talk.
Yeah, I have to confess, it kind of makes me hot. I want to shove, like, elephants in my cut now.
What?
Just elephants? What, now she has to buy you another domain name?
Huh. Elephantcut.com. Nice.
What a dumb whore. Give me dead air. I would just stick either your own head in the cunt or your Bob's. Listen, pizza. Listen, pizza. Pizza wet stain. I would like you to shut the fuck up. I forgot what I was going to say. It's that mean. I forgot. Anyway, you're a stupid whore. All right, but thanks for the message anyway. Oh, I was going to say that you and Bob are both Republicans, which is why you hate me so much. All pizza managers are Republicans. It's a fact. I saw it in the internets. Let's see here. Okay. This fucking Roger is insane with this human rights shit. I don't understand what's wrong with her. All right, but we'll play it. Let's see if I can drag it into my, no pun intended, way into wisdom, into my little business here. Okay, let's hear that. Let's hear what Roger has to say.
Hello, Madge. Roger here.
Hi.
Here's a question for you about human rights, which you might want to discuss on your show.
Right.
Me and Mum were watching a film last night, and I wondered if you thought it was fair that dogs are allowed to go without wearing condoms in movies, and yet humans are forced to. Seems like another example of human rights being violated by leaders of the Western world. Bye for now, Roger.
You are so stupid, Roger. Dogs can't wear condoms because they have built-in condoms. They have those sheaths. Don't you ever watch dogs get erections? That's why their lipstick coming out. They have a built-in condom. And you know what else, idiot? There's no AIDS for dogs. And they only live 7 fucking to 14 years anyway. It's not like, you know, it would even matter if they got AIDS because by the time, you know, they got all the medication and everything working, they'd already be dead from natural causes. Roger, what is with this human rights? But thank you for the artwork. I'm going to try to pick a nice one out from all the artwork for today's show, for this show you're listening to right now. Okay, so that's my audio feedback. Do I have any more? Oh, so I have a sign to say 206-888-CUNT. Don't listen to Cheryl about the wrong. She is a saboteur. She is a Sabbath whore. See, it is Sabbath today, I think, Friday. All right, so let's see. Let's see here. Oh, Taylor E. Ross, my cunt doctor's having a show on New Year's Eve in Chicago. Probably won't be there. I think I'll still be in Chicago. I mean in Cuntville. Not Cuntville. What am I talking about? Miami. And let's see. So Taylor's show is Sunday, December 31st, 2006, 10 p.m. at Gallery Cabaret in Chicago, 2020 North Oakley, near Armitage and Western No Cover. Big girls eat cake, and there's some fat drag queens in this picture. Well, actually, everyone's fat except for Taylor. All right. Anyway, that should be fun. Wish I could go. Can't be, though. Not really twice. Just kidding. Eat me. All right. So, as you can see, I'm just stooling till I get to the end of the show. This is Yeast Radio. And by the way, starting next week, we're going to be on a new time on Sirius. Actually, probably starting last week since this show is delayed. So it's going to be on at like, a million o'clock. Actually, it's basically going to start, the whole 4-hour window won't start until 4 hours later. So it's been, so it basically starts at 9 PM. I don't fucking understand it. Say it's, I don't know. It's different time and it's like 3 or 4 hours later. So go look at Sirius.com. They have a website that explains it. I don't really remember exactly when it is. Anyway, it's later. So anyway, this is Madge. See you later. Okay, bye. I'm still here, though, if you're not of Sirius. So, but I'm not going to stay. Maybe I'll stay just a little bit while I make coffee or something. No, you know what? I don't want to. I don't want to because, you know, it's already 12:30 here. It's afternoon. It's only like daylight for like 3 hours here because we're so far north. So you get like 3 hours of daylight and then you have to sink into this depression and go get eaten out with a shawarma in your vagina. All right. I shouldn't have even gone over, because now I'm going to have to make two different shows, one for Cirrus, the other for not. All right, let's see what I have left to say here. Let's see, do I have anything clever left for this vagina head? Let's see here. Let's see. Harumpst. Harumpity bump. Let's see. Let's see. I don't know what this is. I'm sure it's completely inappropriate, but let's see. I can switch this thing on here, and then we'll have a little jam out. Maybe a little jamming.
Ja, Ieder Verdun heeft eens gezegd, er zit een luchtje aan de mens.
What?
En daar zit veel wijs in, dacht ik. Want immers is het eigenlijk niet zo dat de westerse mens eeuwenlang juist de anale kant van zijn mens zijn heeft willen verstoppen.
Ja.
Nu komt daar gelukkig verandering in.
Sorry,
we gaan begrijpen
this.
Dat ons dagelijks bezoek aan het kleinste kamertje bewijst dat elk mens in wezen creatief is.
Precies. Yeah, right.
We kunnen ook weer onbesmuikt lachen om een heerlijke poep en pishap. Kortom, we gaan wat vrijer ademhalen. Naast mij een exponent van nieuwe poepenleven. En zeg u het zelf bij.
Nou, dat is dus de heer Vreugdeel. En die is wereldkampioen. Precies, poepen.
Precies, poepen.
Ja, ze maken dit jaar in Milaan. Ik heb kampioenschappen en ik heb al heel veel kampioenschappen gevoerd. Maar een poep weer, zoals dit kampioenschap was, werkt ideaal. Een enorm stadion met waanzinnige belangstelling. Een prachtige reclame.
Ja, zegt meneer Vreugdeel, wat houdt dat nou in, zo'n kampioenschap?
Nou, het is dus een
pijnlijke.
Dus dat is verdeeld in doelpoepen van de hoge plank en van de toren. Dan moet je dus naar boven en dan beneden. Dan moet je dus beneden een object raken met de poep.
Pad erbovenop dus.
Ja, dan gaat het krachtpoepen. Dan gaat het dus zuiver om de hoeveelheid die er poept.
Ja.
Het is als je het kilo te drillen van de lekkere en dan het figuur.
En uw klant is dus een figuur. Ja, nou zijn er helaas nog steeds op straat. Van alle vertoonde winden, dat volwassen mensen om het haar stel zich te poepen. Ja, dat is inderdaad iets meer.
Ik heb namelijk nooit meer stilgestaan. Ik moet zeggen dat ik van de kracht van alle honden en zorg en een beetje minder en moet er allemaal
op zijn. Ja, dat is meer voor de sanitaire model, zegt dat niet meer voor de video. Dat is een wedstrijd, moet
ik zeggen. Dit is een wedstrijd, ja. Ik heb
nog twee kleinspotten,
maar
mijn kampioenschap
doet
ook
altijd
deze euro. Ja, u vertelt me, dat de pil ook steeds hierover op
maat was gebouwd. Dat is namelijk een fabrikant van de europotten, die maakt ook de euro-brillen voor de poepers, voor de effecten passen, en dan is het Italiaanse brillen. Die achterkant is al medium, en de pillage bovenop 3000. Want dat is een duurlijke verderij. Maar het is een prachtig
sport,
alles valt voor je af, je kan
heerlijk
de gang gaan.
Meneer Vreugdeel, hoort dat wedstrijdgroepen?
Ja, alleen nog zaken.
In het openbaar
nee, en hoe gaat het?
A real big spender. Good looking. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I'd apply my core for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Don't spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walk in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. So refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I'd pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender.
zeer graag.
Sorry, that was supposed to be something there. Hi, sorry, there never is. Ever had that when you're having the sex? All right, here it is. Well, that's not it. Okay, I think it's coming. Hello? What's going on? Hello? Hello?
Hi, I'm Kathy Callum. Oh. In 6 months' time, I lost 18 pounds and 25 and a half inches without dieting.
We are here! Maybe this time.
Hi, I'm Charlene Callum. My blood pressure is 152.
Maybe this time. For the first time. Love won't hurry away. He will hold me. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore. Like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. 'Cause everybody, nobody loves me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my favor. Something's bound to begin.
Right then, it's on. Right then, it's on. Right then, it's on. Right then, it's on. Right then, it's on.
That has nothing to do with the fact that if it was somebody else that could have been including him, he may have been wrong. I mean, this is more of a personal issue about the individual involved, as opposed to, you know, the real argument that it should be called something, right? And there's not trying to align your
because I think that they're pretty clear. You're saying is obvious. Say that Dave Weiner's pushback on the WTO game was motivated by his personal antipathy or prehistory with some of the people in his company. That could be true, but I don't think it is. Fundamentally, what he was saying was, don't buy this. This is packaged
because somebody
marketing architecture.
And I thought Dave's wrong. This is a community owned asset. We don't have to worry about that. You know, we've taken it for ourselves. And yeah, there's a conference every year, and great, it's a good conference, and that's fun. But Web 2.0 means something so much more beyond that, and we own it as a group. And it turned out that's not the case because they're aggressively trying to.
Okay, but so why put it back onto the issue of whether Dave likes Tim or whether Joni loves Chachi or not? It's not about that.
Not Janet, the planet.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.